for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Today we celebrate a wonderful feast, a feast in honor of all those who, by God's grace, achieved perfection. Not absolute perfection, of course. This only pertains to God, but relative perfection. The perfection that every single one of us is called to achieve. We are called to achieve sanctity. We are called by God to be saints. What is a saint? Our English word, saint, it comes from the Latin sanctus, or the Greek agios, which means holy. And holy means one who is close to God, one who is Christ-like, one who is entirely, fully, and wholly what God wishes them to be. This is called spiritual perfection. Everything that God creates works or tends toward perfection. We don't have to search very far for examples of this. Just by stepping outside, we see examples all over the place. Every single living thing is perfecting itself. Take the trees, for example. Every fall, they shed their leaves to ensure their long-term survival and growth so that they can continue perfecting themselves. They can continue growing. The crops in the fields, they spring up from tiny seeds that are planted in the summer. And those seeds, they don't just remain seeds, but they grow. They perfect themselves. The animals of all shapes and sizes, they don't remain idle, but they work tirelessly each day, trying to fulfill the purpose for which they were created. They're trying and striving to perfect themselves. And obviously, if the plants and animals have a function and a purpose, then how much more so when we were created? Likewise, we received a purpose. We don't have to go around looking for it. We hear this many times. People say, I'm trying to find my purpose. I can't find my purpose in life. We don't have to go around looking for it because it's inside of us. Our souls are destined to become holy. We are destined to become saints. That's our purpose. The world is constantly telling us that our self-worth, our purpose, is dependent upon earthly things. The things that we can buy, the things that we can make, the things that we can achieve. Basically, a self-worth that is based upon what we of ourselves can do. But the saints in heaven, they earned their reward because they said, who cares what I can do? I only care about what God can do through me. Those are two different things. That which God wishes to do through me, I will that fully and unhesitatingly. I will God's holy will. It's not a simple matter of wishing. Just simply wishing for holiness, wishing for sanctity. We can't wish our way to heaven. We can't wish to be more patient. We can't just simply wish to be more pure. We can't just simply wish to be more charitable. We have to will it. And we have to realize that we're not doing it alone. God is the one doing it. We see this in the lives of the saints. The saints, many of their stories, their life, many of their lives are passed down to us for our inspiration. And we know that they were ordinary people just like you and I. They were made of the same stuff. For example, St. Paul, when he was knocked off his horse, God converted him. This wasn't the end of God's will for St. Paul. This wasn't the end of his work. St. Paul still had to will and endure persecutions, imprisonments, and shipwrecks while he was spreading the faith. St. Augustine, when he received an inspiration to change his sinful lifestyle, he heard a voice, as we know, saying, take and read. And that was going to be the thing that was going to lead St. Augustine to holiness. And he had to start reading. It didn't just magically happen. St. Francis of Assisi, before his conversion, he was a worldly young man. When God told him, Francis, build my church, St. Francis willed this, and he literally started building a church. Then later he realized, through God, God showed him, through another inspiration, no, I need you to build up the spirituality of the church, build up the religious life. And then St. Francis recognized this as God's will, and St. Francis then willed it. St. Patrick. He was born in Britain. He was captured as a slave, as a young boy. And as a slave, he tended sheep until the age of 20, when he finally escaped, went back to Britain. And then he received an inspiration from God. God told him, go back to Ireland, go convert the pagans. And he did. He willed it. All the martyrs who willed to die rather than offend God, like St. Lucy, St. Agnes, St. Philomena, St. Barbara, St. Cecilia, St. Stephen, and then most of the early popes of the church, they were all martyred. All the confessors, the virgins, the other holy men and women, all those who are in heaven that we don't know their names, someday we'll know their names. Everyone who is in heaven right now, they cooperated with God's grace. They willed to become saints. They willed to be perfected by God's grace. And many of us, we tend to say, well, you know, I'm not perfect. And this, of course, is true. It is more proper to say, I am working toward perfection. But we tend to use, I'm not perfect, as an excuse. I'm not perfect becomes a code word for I'm not trying to become perfect. I'm not striving after perfection. I'm okay where I'm at. And we know in the spiritual life that there is no such thing as just staying the same. Either you are growing or you are not. And on Judgment Day, we don't want to have that realization when it's too late that maybe a tree or a dog or maybe a blade of grass, according to its nature, it perfected itself more than we did according to our human nature. How many unfortunate souls realize this when it's all too late? But that's the reality. Many, or I should say most, fail to see this. And likewise, we tend to view sanctity as just another thing that we have to do, just another thing we have to put on our resume. Our earthly resume usually consists of career success, popularity, or the accumulation of things. And then a nice, peaceful retirement without suffering. But when you really think about it, sanctity is all of those things, just not in a worldly manner. Do the saints, do they have career success? Well, yes, they're in heaven. Of course they had career success. Are they popular? Well, yes. We carry their pictures around with us in our missals. We wear their medals. Children dress up as saints on All Saints Day. And we love and venerate the saints. They're God's heroes. Of course they're popular. What about the accumulation of possessions? Many times saints, they had to give up the whole world to obtain this sanctity. How can they be happy if they give up the world? Well, it's because they realize that in heaven, their happiness is going to be more than everything the world can offer put together. And then what about retirement? Well, we know that heaven, that's the only true retirement because it's eternal. It's eternal rest, eternal happiness. So we have to remember, sanctity is not just some extra thing. It's not just something that we have to remind ourselves not to forget. Like, oh yeah, I have to do this, and then I have to do that other thing. Then once I do those things, then I can check holiness off my list for this week. That's not how sanctity works. And we think of earthly things that we have to accomplish, earthly achievements, the earthly resume, as we can call it. Of its very nature, those things, they consist of things that are hard to obtain, things that the world doesn't want us to obtain, things that rebel against us because of the fall of Adam and Eve, things of struggle, hardship, competition, and strife. But sanctity is not like this at all. Because becoming a saint is comparatively easy. Easy compared to attaining all those earthly achievements. And why? Why is that? Well, because God wants us to become saints. He gives us all the necessary graces to do so. God is the one making it happen. We are the results. We are the finished product. We just have to say yes to his will. And when it comes to becoming a saint, the only person that we have to compete against is ourself. And why is this? Well, no other person can become the saint that we are meant to become. So there isn't any competition. One does not become a saint by staying the same. One does not become a saint by accident. One becomes a saint by a burning desire to become one. So much so that when you wake up, you say, I want to become a saint. So much so that anything that can possibly get in the way of that goal, I'm going to dismiss it. Count it as nothing. That's how bad you have to want it. You have to be on fire with the love of God. You don't have to feel it. It's not about feeling, but you have to will it. It's about doing. It's about doing the will of God. We have to will to become saints because there is no other option. Those who will to be perfected by God's grace, those who are willing to carry their cross, those who are willing to live a life modeled after Christ, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Holy, holy saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.